Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you with us tonight. There's a lot going on, obviously. We have a Monday night football game in Los Angeles between the Chargers and the Cowboys. We have Game 1 National League Championship Series in Philadelphia between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. So, you got a couple hockey games too. You never know. You'll be able to pull Joe in on the hockey. And we got to go through all the action from this weekend. As I know a couple people around here got dragged around a little bit.
Well, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his pipes. He comes in. He's got the pipes ready. You sound like a backup singer for a cover band. Yeah. All right. Here we go. You're all pumped up.
Ready to rock. Ready to go.
You should be. You're well rested.
I wouldn't say well rested. I didn't sleep last night. I got the kids are sick. So, I mean, me and my wife, unfortunately, got zero sleep last night. So, you know, it is what it is,
Whose
Joe.
Whose fault is that?
I guess my son's. Be quite honest, it's his fault. That's, if we really want to get to the root of the problem.
Here we go.
If we get a little, maybe. And we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver, huh? How about that performance by San Fran yesterday? Brock Montana. Where was, you know, the brain trust, Kyle Shanahan? Backup quarterback. The backup quarterback, P.J. Walker, scraped off the street.
The backup quarterback.
Rolling sevens.
Sure was. What a couple of big upsets, Joe. NFL.
Yours didn't. They should have lost, but they didn't.
Yeah, they should have lost, but they didn't.
You got lucky, I must admit.
Yeah, well, you want to know what, Joe? And we'll probably get into this at some point. Maybe definitely in the second hour. Like, yeah, you know what? That's all fine and good. You could say they got lucky. But you want to know how many games every year teams, really good teams, get lucky? They get lucky. I mean, you need games like that to get to the end. You know, you need games
that you pull out of the fire,
you know?
Yeah, but I feel like, honestly, I feel like Buffalo played down to the Giants last night.
Yeah, I think there was a little of that, and I also think there was a little bit to Brian Daboll, as you like to say. I think that him knowing Allen so well probably played into the defensive game plan that the Giants had. I think that had something to do with it too, Joe. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you don't think that Dorsey was a little conservative? I mean, Latavius Murray, James.
I thought Cole. He was very conservative.
How many times you gonna run it?
Well, the running was actually working for them. To be fair, you know, when they ran the football, it was actually working.
Come on. So,
All right, we're going to get to all the stuff from the weekend, Joe. We got Cowboys and Chargers starting here. We got to get things on the table.
Well, then, honestly,
Cowboys minus 1.5. The total's now a flat 50. Now, I've been red hot, Joe, with these first touchdown scores. In fact, the last 5 primetime games, I've nailed the first touchdown score. Even Hardy, who was 35-1 for the Bills last night, I had a small ticket on him. I wish it was bigger. Small ticket, Joe. But we were able to get it. So 5 prime times in a row. We're looking for 6, Joe. So I'm trying to get the first touchdown hammered home here in the next 10 minutes before they start. What do you want to take? You want to go a little Quentin Johnston?
I'm on the over.
You're on the over. I know you're. Is Palmer banged up? Did I see that, Joe? Palmer's a little banged up.
Yeah, but they still have a total for him.
Yeah, I know they do. How about we go a little Gerald Everett at 22-1 for the first touchdown?
You're doing these first touchdowns. That's a waste.
I'm hot with them. I'm hot.
You're hot with nothing. What are you talking?
5 straight primetime games.
Why? You hit the first touchdown at 5
That's
straight?
That's right. I'll send you all the slips.
I don't believe you.
DJ Moore, 2 Thursdays ago against Washington in the Thursday night game. Kittle last Sunday. Jacoby Myers last Monday.
You asked for
Kadarius Toney on Thursday. And then Hardy last night for the Bills.
You're
5 primetime games in a row.
That's it.
With the first tutty.
Yeah, you're sharp. Real wheel we're dealing with.
Who do you like, Everett or Johnston?
I like him either. I have Johnston for any time touchdown tonight, 3-1.
Can we get him first?
Why does he have to be first? How about
because I'm playing the first touchdown.
You got stones. Like, it's like such a waste of money. It really is.
Except when you hit him.
Okay, hero.
Not a waste right. when you hit him.
Okay, so. Hero. Come right back from the trip. Oh, I did this. I did that.
Yeah, I mean, I said it.
Yeah, big shot.
What am I going to say? I said it, Joe. I said it.
How'd you do with the college picks?
All right, I think I went 3-4 this weekend.
Yeah, I don't even know what I did. I think I
yeah, I'll tally you up during a break. We'll get the official number.
I think I went 2-5.
Picked up a game on you then.
No. We didn't pick 8. We did, I think, 2-4-1. I think I did.
Oh, okay. And I had a couple, Joe, that were just hanging by a thread. I mean, God, I couldn't get 2 more points in that Alabama-Arkansas game. Jeez. And I'll tell you, in LSU, boy, did they bother me. I mean, you're up 25. Did they really need to stick that last one in for the game to go over?
Good. Did it stick yet?
Gutless,
yeah. Don't get me started.
Gutless
team,
that is.
They're the only team that comes to play on Saturdays. They're the only team.
Yeah, their offense maybe. Not their defense.
Defense.
All right, we're losing steam here, Joe. Who are we going with?
I told you, Johnston. God, go with Johnston.
Johnston, 22-1.
Yeah, come on, hero. Step up.
Hey, hero.
Losing steam.
Hey, hero.
Yeah, you're upsetting me. You're back one minute.
That's not very nice, Joe. You can't say that.
Oh, come on.
That's not very nice.
You know I'm playing with you.
All right, we'll do Johnston for first. At 22-1.
I'm on the over tonight. I'm on the over.
Are you?
Yes. Yes. I'm on the
over. We need to pick a cowboy, too. How about Ferguson? We like Ferguson, right?
Ferguson.
Ferguson for first? Yeah, why not? There you go. We're underway. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got a baseball game starting now, too, in Philadelphia. Rangers are already up 2-0 on the Astros. How about that? We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. There it is. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, we're moments away. This total is still flat 50 at FanDuel. I'm seeing 49.5 at some other places, Joe, right now. As they're about to kick in the Cowboys minus 1.5. I think the Chargers are going to win tonight, Joe.
I, I lean Cowboys, but I'm on Dak too. I think Dak breaks back bounces back with a big night tonight. He might not win it, but he's going to go over that 253.5. I'm betting that quarterback. That's my quarterback tonight.
So you're going in on Dak?
I am. I altered him to 275.
Wow, you got the alt plays out early here, huh?
Yeah.
Alt.
Yeah.
Alt.
I got the stones alt to do it. Now, granted, I got smashed over the face with a brick this weekend with the picks, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm running a little cold, but it's all right. It's all right. We'll get it back.
We'll get it back. Don't
worry. That's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
You see Air Force this weekend bouncing back?
I did see that Air Force. They didn't cover though.
So the quarterback got hurt.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see a lot of the night game. Obviously, Notre Dame was on at the same time.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
So. But I thought the best game, Joe, was the Washington Oregon game.
Yeah, yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, you keep going for charts and graphs, guys. Sometimes you got to go with a little gut and feel, a little pinch between your cheek and gum.
The swings were ridiculous in that game, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Just, I mean, really, really massive, massive swings in terms of goal line stops. The decisions like you were mentioning with, you know, going for a kick in. There was just so many things going on there. I hope we get that one again later in the year at the Pac-12 title game in Vegas.
Well, I tell you what, the one thing is you had to bet Washington earlier in the week when there were 2.5, right? Because anything past like Wednesday or Thursday, you lost with the Huskies.
Yeah, the 3.5 was no good.
No good. So, but I you know what? I think the Pac-12 is in trouble. We'll see. You were right about Notre Dame, huh? Gutless effort by USC. Gutless.
Well, yeah, the line told you all week long that they were going to win. I didn't think they'd win like that. But, I mean, that was the worst game. I mean, worst game Williams has played, Joe. I mean, he was awful.
He almost played himself out of the first round with that.
What do you mean he almost played himself out of the first round?
I mean, he looked like a deer in the headlights. I mean, if he's going to play like that in a big game when there's pressure, you go to a bad offensive line, what's going to happen then? I mean, he looked really bad. Bad decision making. You know, at the sack at the end of the game, he was just throwing the ball. He didn't care where it went. I mean, really? I don't know. Honestly,
did an awful job, but he's still the number one pick in the draft, Joe.
I think Jaden Daniels potentially could be a better quarterback in the NFL.
Stop. He's not an NFL quarterback.
Who, Jaden Daniels? You're crazy.
No, he's not.
You're crazy. Stop. Don't be like that. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, system player. System. What system?
System player, Joe. Not going to be big time. Give me Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May. I know. The guy's got 8 touchdowns playing for North Carolina against ACC defenses. Drake May. Here we go.
Suddenly we're all over the ACC now. We're all over the ACC now, huh?
We're all over the ACC. That's right, yeah. That gutless Miami defense, yeah. Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah. They're underway, Joe, in Los Angeles.
I don't like the uniforms.
Yeah, what do we got going on here tonight?
All whites. I don't know. What is this? These uniforms.
You notice a lot of the teams wore like their throwbacks. There was even a couple that wore them on the road. Like the Cowboys wearing these tonight. The Bills wore those 80s. I mean, the Giants, excuse me, wore those 80s white uniforms on the road last night in Buffalo.
Yeah.
A lot of teams wearing their kind of third or alternate threads this week.
We're going to run it every play now with Tony Pollard.
Here we go. Like, we're already upset. Already upset.
On. One play, McCarthy.
We're going to run it.
The football, you hump. Here we go. Let's do it. Sky.
Let's go. Let's go. We already got a guy hurt down. The Chargers are wearing the great ones, too, because they have the blues with the yellow pant.
Yeah, but they always wear
outstanding.
Those at home.
They don't always wear these at home. They have a lot of different combinations.
Yeah, but they wear those most of the time, I feel like. I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up tonight.
Yeah, did you hit the gym before this?
No, today's an off. Mondays are off nights.
Off nights?
Yeah, I do a lot of prep work on Monday for the week.
Oh, you got to do the picks
Maybe
and the
I
videos.
Maybe I should go to the gym because
picks and the videos on
I've
Monday,
been doing
right?
Hasn't been working.
Why hasn't it been working?
You don't be a wise guy. You know I've been getting smashed. And I admit it.
Yeah,
I
you
go
gotta
to
change your routine up.
Well, I get. Trust me. I get going. I take accountability. The picks have sucked. Doesn't mean you know I'm still not gonna.
Oh, Joe!
You.
Ball! I'm was he down?
Delay. I'm gonna delay. This is great.
Pollard fumbled. They might have ruled him down because he doesn't look like he's going anywhere, but the Chargers picked it up and brought it back inside the five. Refs are saying down, Joe.
Yeah,
let's see what we have here.
He's down. We started already with this.
He's
garbage.
Down. He's well down. Well, it's hard, Joe. I mean, you'd like to think that that's an easy call to make, but with some of the officiating that went on Sunday, you don't really know. You're not really sure.
All the phantom calls on the Giants, like, really. Like, that, you know, that was...
What phantom calls? What does that mean?
Phantom calls. The late hit on Josh Allen was
that was a bad call.
Okay.
I just said that was a bad call.
How about every run, you know, that the Giants had positives of yards in the third quarter, a flag came flying out?
You're saying that there were no flags on the Bills in the game?
Barely.
That's not true at all. I can tell you three big plays right now that they got.
There we go.
There was two giant drives. There was two giant drives that the Bills put them basically gave them a velvet rope down the field on two of their drives.
Velvet.
And then on the final drive, yes, I admit, they did not call the one at the end on Waller, but they called the one before that and gave him the ball at the one, didn't they?
Oh, the picket fence. He's got. Give him a block.
Oh, there he goes, Joe. Out at the 40. Who was that?
I don't know. He shot him out of a cannon.
Here comes your boy, Justin Herbert.
He's not my boy. Don't start. You're starting already. I don't like the way you came in live. You came in way, way too hot for the show.
It's also, just so you know, a horror Monday this week.
Talk about ruining the mojo.
I got to send you... And by the way, Kyle Schwarber homers for the Phillies right out of the gate. So they take the lead on Arizona. Kyle Schwarber, leadoff homer against Zach Gallen.
Hey, what do you think about Francois LaCroix coming back to the Islanders? Huh?
What?
Yeah, I figure we'll have some crazy hockey tweet coming out soon enough.
Yeah, probably. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A Rick Haro Monday here on Carver and Lisi. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, yeah, Channel 159, great to have you with us here on a Monday night on the grid. All right, Tuesdays, it's Haro Tuesdays, our sports business and legal insider, Rick Haro, but we're going to get him rocking on a Monday this week, that is right. So here he is, our man Rick Haro. Hi Rick, how are you?
Hey, it's so as a travel kind of schedule, working backwards, being in Philly for the weekend, and I'm assuming that the Eagles-Dolphins will be the highlight of everybody's life. The Game 6 that I'm hoping to see in the series. If the Phillies keep hitting like Harbour and Schwarber did, there ain't no game six. There ain't no game six.
So yeah.
We'll have to see what happens, man. How about the way Schwarber started the series? I mean, that's unreal.
Yeah, Schwarber hit a homer, as I said to Joe before the break, and as you just alluded to, Rick, Bryce Harper also homered in the bottom of the first inning. So 2-0 Phillies right out of the gates against Zach Gallen as they go to the top of the second now in Philadelphia, and Keenan Allen has scored for the Chargers on their first possession. So 7-0, L.A. leads the Cowboys out there in Los Angeles to get things going. So that's nice, Rick. So you got Philly lined up. It's a good weekend for Philly because, like you said, you get the game of the week on Sunday night between the Eagles and the Dolphins, and then you'll get – I think you'll have a game six on Monday. I do think that we'll get there.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, you don't know how the Diamondbacks are going to respond, or for that matter, you don't know how the Phillies are going to respond. Yeah, a pretty good idea with Nola and Wheeler, how they're going to start lining up in Philly. But you know, these series, you just never know. Who'd have thought that the Astros would go down 2 in their home park? But I guess that's what makes baseball pretty special. And then the highlight of the weekend is Widener plays Albright on Saturday.
Who?
Widener College, man. It's Albright College,
Eagles,
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Where the Eagles used to practice under Vermeil. We used to play them in football. I went to Gettysburg.
Oh, okay, you got it. So you know all of those schools, Shippensburg and Gettysburg and Kutztown State.
Muhlenberg and,
all the birds.
Everybody's
but
got a
Widener,
bird.
Widener's the there. And then Albright, I'm giving a speech at Albright to their sports business group. And they said, well, you know, you're speaking at 10. Our game's at noon. Why don't you just come see us? And so, you know, am I going to say no? No, I mean, I'm in Philly. And so the problem is, you guys know it's supposed to be thunder and like 40 degrees on Saturday. But you never know about that either. So maybe they have a dome in that stadium. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that stinks, Rick. Let's talk about something important. What happened to the Hurricanes on Saturday night? They fell off a... Where was the mental and physical resolve from Mario Big Chest? Terrible performance. Terrible.
First half, fairly decent. Typical turnover right on the goal line. That's typical Miami. You know, it used to be, when I was growing up down there, and why I love them so much is the best team money could buy. They were undisciplined, a bunch of thugs, but they were so good they could overcome that. You know, not now. You can't overcome that. And, there's a lot of problems down here. Although, I will tell you, I talked about it with Pharrell on TV today. They may beat Clemson at home because Clemson's just not that good. Miami's never beat them, you know, when it matters now. But then they got to beat Florida State, which they won't. Then they got to beat Louisville. They'll be bowl eligible, but one of those mediocre bowls.
Yeah, they're going to play. I saw them today. I forget. It was some really low-level bowl that they were projected to be at. Once you get into one of those games. But you're probably right. I think they will beat Clemson, actually. Clemson stinks this year. They can't score any points. So I think that it's very possible,
right,
especially with the game being at Hard Rock, that they could get it done there. Next for you, Rick, a couple of other things here. So did I hear you say to Scotty today you went to the Dolphin game yesterday? Did you go to that game?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I should have got stuck in traffic and not gone until the beginning of the second quarter. But that first quarter was just debilitating. You know, you talk to everybody about trap games. But that doesn't mean that just because you know about it doesn't mean you're going to solve it. And then the Dolphins gave up two basically very easy long drives up the middle. Then it was 14-0 before we turned around. Luckily, that happened so early that, all right, we're going to score the next 35. And they did.
Yeah, the game was never in doubt.
Thank God.
The game was never in doubt.
Come back.
It was a sleepy start.
No.
The game was never in doubt.
Oh, never in doubt the first period when it was 14-0? You
never in doubt.
So? Well, all right. Well, I feel much better saying that now than I did it about 1:40 Sunday afternoon. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know, there was no guarantee that the Dolphins were going to win and cover that game.
And,
well, Frank Reich is terrible. So, I mean, I'll give him that.
You've been bashing the guy for weeks. For weeks you've been bashing Reich.
I know. But, you know, I thought Bryce Young would break out. He doesn't let him cook. But here's what I want to ask you this. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say he broke out for two drives. Then Frank Reich put him under lock and key. And then it was over.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, now
that's right.
Yeah, and now he's given up the play calling duties in regards to that. Here's what I want to ask you, Rick. Based off of yesterday's performance, looking at the Giants, looking at the Patriots, you're talking about two storied franchises and organizations
right.
in the NFL. From a business aspect, where they are right now, have they lost their value because of the product on the field now?
Well, they got a honeymoon on value because, you know, value is kind of a long-term thing, and it's kind of a trophy business. And I think buying a piece of the Giants or buying a piece of the Patriots is still much bigger than a lousy season. But I got to tell you, the lousy season coupled with no foreseeable path to the future. I mean, if you're a Patriots fan now, What do you latch on to? Devontae Parker, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi? I don't know what Belichick. And Belichick is, you can be terrible with the media if you're winning. But if you're not and you pull some of that same crap that he does with the media and he's just being Bill, well, that's fine when you're going to Super Bowls, but not now.
I don't disagree with you, it's going to be interesting how that plays out because you know he wants those records. You know that he wants to get past all of those numbers. And for him to rebuild there, it could take quite a long time for them to be able to pull that off. That's for sure.
Well,
so we'll see how that goes.
Numbers, but he also may want Caleb Williams, right? I mean,
I think that could change things. That could change things.
Yeah,
if he gets him.
I mean, you know, have you ever thought about, the Patriots tanking? I mean, I it's hard to imagine, but you got two.
I don't think they need to try.
Patriots and the Giants. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they need to try to tank. I think they might get it just on the only
touchdown,
problem.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, look at Dak.
Three.
That doesn't really help anybody, Joe. To be quite honest with you,
me.
I mean, we need Lamb, we need Pollard, we need guys like that, and you're going nuts about a Dak Prescott anytime touchdown. That doesn't help anybody. That does nothing for anyone.
Yeah, it helps me.
as usual, Joe's at the table by himself at the buffet, just trying to load up. Load up, Joe. Load up at the buffet.
There you go, man.
As always.
There you go,
Joe. All right, let's start a couple of things, and then we'll obviously continue the 15 after the break. And since we're talking NFL, your good buddy Roger is on track for an extension. Is this are these numbers right, or is there too many zeros here, Rich? Rick, $700 million in career earnings.
Yeah,
is that right? $700 million.
Not too many zeros. He's been at it a long time, and that's projecting the next contract, which will put him in another $50, $60, $70 million a year range until he's 68. Now people are saying, that's a sports commissioner. That's really stupid. But if he's a CEO of a major corporation that makes $20 billion a year, then, you know, you have a stock option plan. Well, there's no stock option in the NFL. So these numbers, while most common folks who have it hard-pressed to pay $100 for a ticket are saying, what the hell? This is not a what the hell. This is a legitimate corporate move. And, you know, Roger's lawyers are all over making those arguments. And the thing is, you know, those 32 owners are all corporate guys who have made a lot of money, so they understand exactly why Roger is worth it.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like you said, they're all richer because of him. whether they like it, you know, yeah, whether well, somebody doesn't right. like it. And is he really that unlike? Like, I feel like even from a public perspective, Rick, I feel like he's more liked than he was ever since he did the COVID draft with the Eminem Bob next to him in the basement. I feel like ever since then, everybody's kind of liked him a lot more. All right, we'll come back. We got more with Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you with us. We're going to get back to Rick in a second quickly. The Phillies now lead Arizona 3-0. A third solo homer, this time Nick Castellanos. So 3-0 Phillies as they just continue to hit the long ball. And not a good start for Zach Gallen here. So 3-0, Phillies live, laying 3.5 on the run line. The live total's 8.5 with 3 on the board. So you have that. And then in Los Angeles, the Chargers have the ball back. The Cowboys, of course, scored. Dak Prescott went in for the 18-yard run up the middle. 7-7, just under 5 minutes left in the first quarter. And it's Cowboys minus 2.5, and the live total's up to 57.5 here. So we have ourselves a couple pretty good games going on a Monday night on the grid. Rick Haro is with us, our sports business and legal insider. He joins us weekly here on Carver and Lisi. We'll get the other NFL one out of the way that I saw on here too, Rick, and that is the Chiefs are putting $1 million into the Germany game. Now, we're done with London after this past week, of course, that Raven-Titan game. So three games in London done. Next two games are going to be in Germany. And Chiefs-Dolphins, one of the better games on the schedule coming up, is going to be over there.
Yeah, and Mark Donovan, who is a former Eagle top guy. He, by the way, every time I talk to about him, he's a really good friend. He broke all the quarterback records at Brown. He was the kind of the number two guy at the Eagles, been the president of the Chiefs for about 15 years, done big interviews with him for the On the Record show. And he's really an understated, but he really runs the Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family interests very well in Kansas City. But he decided to be all in on Germany, just like Jacksonville was kind of all in on London. So they've spent $3 million on international stuff, including $1 million for this game. They have a kind of a Chiefs Nation championship that's going to be docked in Frankfurt Harbor. That'll have a special fan stuff and activation for all of the Chiefs fans who are going to go over there. It's a big deal. And, you know, the Chiefs obviously are an international franchise because of Mahomes, A, and the Super Bowl championship, B. But this now adds to it. By the way, as long as I'm talking football, we'll go to another item in a minute. But you know what I hate the most about week four, week five, and beyond the bye weeks is that I could memorize very easily all of the records for the NFL teams after like four games because they're all play the same number of games. This 2-2, 3-2 stuff, I know it evens out at the end of the season. But it gets kind of complicated now. I'm upset because it doesn't make me look bright. And anything that doesn't make me look bright, I'm all against.
Hey, you got to do a little more research. Got to do a little more research, Rick. Come on. I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Go.
I want to ask you this. Did you watch the fights over the weekend with Logan Paul and the whole situation with the YouTuber taking on Tyson Fury in regards to Tommy Fury?
Yeah, certainly didn't watch as an appointment viewing. Let me watch the start. But, you know, you can't avoid the highlights and the recap of the brawls and all the stuff that was going on. If you say bad for boxing, I don't know if brawls are bad for that kind of boxing. It's just like that's what they stand for, good or bad.
Right.
I mean, that's
where
really
I was
good.
Going because – because it seems like they were in a jam-packed arena, and all eyes are on the product. So isn't that good to potentially bring back boxing, because it is a dead sport right now outside the heavyweights and maybe a couple of middleweight and obviously, you know, recognizable champions? Isn't that really good for the sport overall?
Here's the thing. Anything talking about boxing, good or bad, is good for that sport. And you know, when I think boxing, Holmes, Norton, Ali, Frazier, you know, and it, you can step down in class, you know, Hearns, Hagler, Leonard, that was really good. I am beating myself up because I can't name any of the champions in any of the divisions now. And that's not me. It's kind of everybody. And the mixture of UFC with and the combat sports with boxing, you hope it makes a comeback. And you hope it becomes a household name again just because of the memories. But you're right. Anything that you talk about that promoters can latch on to is a good thing.
What's the deal with all the new sports that are going to be at the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028? Now, as of now, the only one that's definite and official is the flag football one, right, Rick? That's the only one that's actually across the line and is going to happen, and they're still trying to work on getting baseball and softball, which should have never even left the Olympics to begin with,
right.
Lacrosse and squash. What's the situation with all that?
I'm laughing still 3 hours after I was on with Pharrell today. And just because he thinks squash is a vegetable, you know, that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be an Olympic sport. And just because he doesn't know anything about cricket, that doesn't mean that the billions of Indian fans who want to watch the Olympics too, you know, shouldn't have it, right? So they'll all most probably get in because the host of the games traditionally gets a couple sports. Flag football is part of that whole deal, which is important. But also lacrosse is more uniquely an American-Canadian game. That'll probably get in because of that, too. You're right. Baseball and softball feel like they're returning, but they should have never left. And, you know, squash is a big deal. I'm not sure that there's enough of a following for it around the world, but there is. And, of course, cricket. They're going to play the fast version, and that's going to be exciting. The real problem now is there are so many sports and so many new team sports that there's a 10,500 athlete cap, and now they may have to figure out what to do.
Well, yeah, what do? You take other sports away like they did with baseball already? I mean, how does that work, Rick? I didn't realize that does this happen every Olympics that they're adding 3, 4, 5 events to every Olympic Games? Have I just missed this?
Yeah, you missed it because it's usually not sports that we care a whole lot about, but they do. And what they'll do about the 10,500 cap is ignore it, like they did in Japan. Mm. And say that's a logistic kind of guidance because that's the amount of room they have in the village and all of that. So I think it's going to be okay. And I'm going to invite Pharrell, you know, during the games in L.A., I'm going to get him some squash tickets and see if he wants to go with me.
You know what they should have in there, Rick, and I'm being dead serious? Wiffle ball. They put wiffle ball on, all eyes will be on the product. I guarantee you. The people would tune in if they had wiffle ball in the Olympics. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm glad you said you're being dead serious because I wouldn't have thought so before that. But I will say the next deal will be pickleball. Listen, we got 40 million Americans playing and even more around the world. And by the time we're ready to look at 2032's sports, pickleball is going to be right there. And esports, you know, everybody says it's not a sport, but it is. And the chairman of the Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, is saying this is something that we really ought to consider. And the reason why they haven't had it before is because they don't want shoot 'em up games in the Olympics. So a lot of the manufacturers are making special Olympic editions for targets instead of humans.
So let's talk about Caitlin Clark for a second, right? The standout for Iowa. She just secured an NIL deal for State Farm as well, right?
Well, look, she's got five blue chip companies, and she is probably one of the richest female athletes out there, even though she hasn't turned pro yet. And if she turns pro, she may make less money than she does with NIL, which is interesting. But
yep.
We also saw we put 7,000 fans go to Kinnick Stadium at the Iowa campus to watch a basketball exhibition game on the women's side with Caitlin Clark. Of course, it broke the records. And that's what impact she has, not only at the University of Iowa, but on women's college basketball. She's also damn good.
She really is. There's no question about that. Maybe she can try to lead Iowa to win a bowl this year. She just missed a year ago. Let me combo the NHL ones, Rick. Obviously, ESPN and TNT enjoy strong, big audiences for their NHL openers. I thought that was a very smart thing that they did with the triple header on opening night on ESPN, and they promoted it throughout the weekend, Monday Night Football, et cetera, et cetera. Had to help them out. And then on the other side of things is the seeing a big opportunity in Mexico for future games. Really? People in Mexico craving the ice, Rick? Is that true?
Yeah. Well, you know, not just in the tequilas. I mean, the Kings, the Coyotes, and the Stars all have had significant outreach and hockey camps in Mexico. Now, not millions of people, but between the number of people in Mexico City and the number of people in Monterrey, they can certainly have some games there, just like they do in Switzerland and Austria and Prague and other places in Eastern Europe and in Australia. So, you know, Gary Bettman is really trying to grow the script and the reach of the NHL internationally. Good for him.
Rick, I want to ask you this. Where are we with the EA Sports college football game? Did they get through that lawsuit, or where are we with that? Is that going to hold up, obviously, for next year?
Yeah, well, because it's not going to be this year, most people think that it's going to be done and ready for next year, when they're going to start generating some significant revenues for everybody. And so, you know, I miss it. We all miss it. And I think the lawsuit has spurred everybody to action pretty quickly, so it's going to get done.
Going to get done indeed. What else could we end with here, Rick? What do we got one more? Oh, the Lexi Thompson. I thought she played well at the Shriners, Rick. I really did. Unfortunately, she just missed the cut. And she didn't play great on Thursday, but Friday she came back and played outstanding.
You know, you worry about remember the Susie Whaley and a few of the other folks that tried this, that they, you know, embarrassed or they don't look good. She looked great. She looked like she was in control, and I know she missed a couple of short putts, or she would have made the cut. And, you know, she lives down here. I've gotten an opportunity to spend time with her, and she really represents her sport well. Good for her.
Yeah, that was really good. And Tom Kim, of course, back-to-back now out in TPC Summerlin as he won this past weekend. They're at the Zozo this week, Rick. Are you going to go? Never made the trip out to Japan for the Zozo here during the swing season?
No, we sent our new buddy, good friend, Ricky Fowler, there to, defend and to be there.
Yeah, what is... that's right.
He's all excited.
Zaza.
He's all excited about the Zozo. So he's...
That's great that Ricky went out there, huh?
Or will be.
Yeah. He's got to be there already, I would think.
Yeah. That's right. And a lot of fun. Especially when we were talking about... So this is a little bit different. And so,
I'll play him this week, Rick. I'm going to play Ricky this week. I hope he wins.
Oh, good. Okay.
There he is.
That's a good
Rick, enjoy Philadelphia, Rick. Great job as always. Rick Harrow, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Just started the second quarter. 7-7 Cowboys and Chargers. Chargers have the ball deep in their own territory.
Yeah, slowed down. This game slowed down. We had a track meet going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the defenses get paid too.
Are you on the under tonight? He caught it.
I don't think so. What'd you do? You had to go put the game on your phone because I was ahead of you?
Yep. First down. This game's starting to cook. Starting to cook.
Push. Meanwhile, up-tempo, Phillies up-tempo. Now lead the Diamondbacks 4-0.
That's it. Just give the Phillies the trophy. They're going to win it all.
Just give it to the Phillies? I wouldn't have a problem with that if that's what they wanted to do.
27-1.
Yeah, but you, what do you got that parlayed with?
Straight bet.
Yeah, are you sure?
I got to double check.
You usually, I mean, it's very rare you take something straight.
You like Clemson this week. You and Rick, yeah, I like that. Miami. You like Miami? Yeah.
I think I don't know if I haven't. Obviously, you know. Don't be Tuesday afraid. Is when I really start the first look at the board.
Tuesday is when you start to really look at it.
On the surface, I think they could win the game. I don't think it's going to fall into the best bet category. But I think they could win the game at home. What has Clemson done this year? Who have they beat? Wake Forest struggle. Come on. All right, Joe, we got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.